I say I carried it or I
toted it all the way.
If some children come in the house and start playing with maybe the picture and you want to be sure that it doesn't get broken, you might say to them, now don't you
play with that.
Okay, don't you even
touch it.
Okay. And if you need a hammer, you might say to me, will you go in there and
bring me the hammer.
And if the children are playing, tag or hide and go seek in the tree where they put their hands and are safe, what do they call that? If they're playing a game, you know, like tag or hide and go seek, and there's a one place they can go and they're safe. You remember what they call that? That tree over there is going to be, or in football, they kick the ball through the goal. You don't know about football.
Not at all. I don't like it because it looks like it's fighting.
But it sure does, doesn't it? Okay, well, what about, would the children maybe say, I'm going to, this tree is going to be base or home?
Oh, home.
Home, okay.
Home.
If you throw a ball, you ask somebody to
catch it.
And you say, now, who that ball, who?
Who caught that ball?
Okay, and you might say, well, I've thrown it to you a dozen times, and you haven't
caught it yet.
Okay. And if you say, let's meet downtown. If I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
And if somebody, say one of the children is trying to learn to do something, maybe bake something, and they try, and it's a mess, and then they try again, and you're just about to give up. But he says, well, give me another
try.
Okay.
Give me another try.
Or another
chance.
Okay. And if a man is in a very good mood, you might say, well, he's in a real good
mood today.
Or another word for mood, he's in a good
I got an attitude today.
Okay. Well, what about if he's in if he's angry and a real sour temper? You might say, he's in a bad
temper today.
Okay.
That I'm bothering.
Okay. What about a word that starts with you or hue? He's in a bad humor?
Yuma today.
How's that?
Yuma.
Okay. And if you have hired somebody maybe to trim the bushes or something, but he just is lazy all the time, you might say, well, I'm going to have to get
somebody else. I don't want him no more.
Okay, and just talking about letting him go. Or maybe you have, say, termites, and you say, I've got to figure out some way to get
rid of these termites.
Okay. And if somebody didn't know something, but he tried to give the appearance of knowing it, you might say, well, he didn't know what was going on, but he knew it.
He didn't know what he was doing.
But he
tried it.
Okay, or he wanted to give the impression that
did
he did.
Yeah.
How would you say that? He made out like
as he done the best he could. He tried.
Okay, but you go somewhere, and maybe you know how to do something, and there's somebody else there who acts like they know all about it, and they really don't. You might say, well, she said she knew what was going on.
She said she knew it. Let her do it.
Okay.
I wouldn't try to take it.
Okay. Would you be more likely to say she acted like it, or she made out like she knew it?
She acted like she knew it all. I let her done it.
Okay. And if the kids have some, say, their school supplies, and one of them notices that their pencil is gone, what kind of slang word might they go? So they might say, well, who my pencil?
Stole my pencil.
Okay, any other way of saying stole it? Who
took my pencil?
All right, would they say that? Or would
they say either one of them.
Okay. Okay. And if you might say, oh, I had forgotten about that, but now I
know.
I
remember.
Okay, any other ways of saying that?
I forgot it, but I remember it now. No, I wouldn't say it.
Okay. And